Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A very special word of welcome to our guests and our visitors. We're so happy that you are here. And if you're here for the first time, we hope you feel at home among us at St. Benedict's. We're very happy to have you. A little brother and sister were fighting, and it was getting a little intense. And the mother could hear the intensity from the other room, but she was trying to let them have some time to work it out. But it wasn't working. The fight got more and more intense. It was all about who could eat the last brownie. And of course, the sister said, "Remember, last time you ate the last brownie," the brother's memory wasn't the same. "No, no, 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 you ate the last brownie." And it went on and on until eventually the mother decided, "I need to intervene and help, you know, elevate this conversation a little bit." And so the mother went to the children and said, "Children, don't you think you can work this out? Don't you think you can begin to share? You know, sharing is caring, all that." Oh, that didn't work. The mother thought, "What do I do?" And eventually she said, I know what'll work. I'll say to them, you know, "What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in your situation?" And the little boy said, "Mom, that's easy. Jesus would just break the brownie and turn it into 5,000. This is the only miracle. The feeding of the 5,000 is the only miracle that is found in all four Gospels. Did you know that? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all report this miracle. It's the only one besides the resurrection. It's an important miracle. It's important because it tells us, first of all, something about Jesus. Something very important about Jesus. It tells us that Jesus had great compassion for all these people who were following him from place to place, from town to town, seeking the good news. Think about it. Jesus was not responsible for feeding all these people. I'm sure they fed themselves every day, right? I'm sure they took care of their own needs. But there was something in this passage that really speaks to us of the compassion of Jesus, that Jesus felt that there was some special need. And it wasn't just a spiritual need, no, it was a physical hunger. These people had practically become nomads, going from place to place, following him, watching him cure the sick, watching transformation take place. And so it tells us something about how Jesus is. The compassion of Jesus. He was moved by the need of that multitude. And it's funny, every evangelist does something a little different with it. You know, in Matthew, he tells us he fed 5,000, not including the women and children. And we always know, look around this church, there's always more women than there are men. And there's always a bunch of children. So you can imagine the multitude was huge. But in John, which we heard proclaimed today, it sticks to the idea that this was the God who cares, the compassionate God, Jesus who came to save, and Jesus who was moved by the need of the crowd. It says to us, Jesus cares for us in our needs. But there's a second thing we need to look at. The second thing is, how do we respond when we see others in need? Because as followers of Jesus, we look at the compassion of Christ, we look at the big miracle, and we may forget that the whole reason for the miracle, the whole reason was so that you and I and those disciples that were there could understand the kingdom of God, the goodness of God. The miracle wasn't just to wow the people. As a matter of fact, Jesus didn't perform any miracles to wow us. He performed miracles to teach us something deeper. And if you think about it today, This multitude was fed by the compassion of Jesus. How do we respond to those in need? How do we respond to those who are hungry or suffering or lonely or afraid? How do we imitate the compassion of Jesus? There's a great story from the life of the extraordinary Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She once heard of a family, it was a Christian family, and remember, in Calcutta, in India, at that time, Christians were kind of a minority, surrounded by Muslims and Hindus and people of other faith traditions. And so she learned of this family at church that needed something. They were hungry, and so she took a big bag of rice to this family. And as she walked in the door, the mother greeted Sister Teresa and said, "Sister, thank you for coming. I came to bring you something." Her eyes lit up. She was so overjoyed with the bag of rice, but she began to cry. And shortly after she began to cry, she divided the bag, separated it into two parts, two equal parts. And she said to Sister Teresa, "Sister, will you please wait for me here? I need to do something." She grabbed the other half of rice and went next door, because next door there was a Muslim family that had five children, and they were suffering even much more than her family. Shortly she came back and explained to Mother Teresa that she needed to take the other half of this rice to her Muslim friends, because they were in great need. And Mother Teresa used to tell that story because she said the lesson here is, when you are blessed and when you recognize your blessings, you then go out and bless others. And that's the awesomeness of truly following Jesus and seeking to follow Jesus. When we recognize that by God's grace we have been blessed, then we go out and we become a blessing to others. We live in a world of disparity. And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter what the socioeconomic level is. It doesn't matter if you're poor and have nothing and divide your bag of rice into two parts so that someone has something else. It doesn't matter if you're rich. What God seeks is generosity. That you recognize that no matter how you have been blessed, whether it's with little or with much, we are called to share. Do you know that in this world for the last 25 years, we have produced almost 20% more of the food that we need to survive? Every human being in this planet, every human being, has enough share of food by the crops that are raised, by the food that we have. The problem is the distribution. The problem is our priorities. So even in a country like ours, which is a very developed, wealthy nation, still one out of five children grow up in poverty. And there are hungry people among us. Look in our own county here. In our own county. We've got two Episcopal places where people are fed on a daily basis, St. Lawrence Chapel to the north, Jubilee Center to the south, and lots of other ministries, obviously, that take place. We have our own sandwich ministry here, which is food given at another location. But the truth is, every month we get a letter or a phone call from one of those places saying, "Our pantry is empty. We need to fill it up again." And it's always wonderful when I get that letter from the executive director telling me, "Oh, Father Albert, thank the people of St. Benedict's, because thanks to them, we got our pantry back up." It tells me that we feel blessed. Because when you feel blessed, and you recognize your blessings, you go out and you bless others. Have you ever met a person that's always all about the bad news? You know, the whiners? I don't have. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, there's people that every other word is can't. And there's others who don't even know what the word means. They don't know can't. We're called to be those generous givers, the ones who go out and bless others, because we recognize we have been blessed. Whether it's with a little or a lot, we have all been blessed. We have a problem in our world. The problem is the selfishness. Do you know that almost every country in the world, almost every country in the world, spends $54 of its income on arms, protecting itself. At the same time, 6% on average for education, 6% for housing, 3% for Social Security and unemployment benefits. I don't have to tell you what the annual military spending in our country is, but all over the world, billions of dollars, all over the world. And we have to remember, just one missile can cost over $1.5 million, if not more. A school full of hungry children could eat lunch every day for 5 years on that. 100 million deaths could be prevented, and we could be helping a lot of people if we put our priorities in other areas. Now, there's no doubt that protection is important and we all want to be safe. But we also have to look at what is it in our world, in our society, what is it in our developed nations that is making the poor poorer and the rich richer? The disparity is greater every day, and that's a problem. You know, when Jesus fed the multitude, Jesus gave from what one child offered. You have it in every family, let's be honest. You have a Philip in every family. What did Philip do in today's gospel? Do you remember? What did Philip say? How are we going to feed them all? The one that brings up the problem. Then Andrew was the one that brought up the solution. What did Andrew say? Oh, there's a little boy over there. He's got 5 loaves and 2 fish. And of course, Philip thought, what's he going to do with 5 loaves and 2 fish? Everybody thought, what's he going to do with 5 loaves? Look at this crowd. And the fascinating thing about it is that this powerful miracle demonstrates that for God, nothing is impossible. And so as he blessed the crowd with the multiplication, what did Jesus say? Bring back the baskets of the leftovers. And what does the gospel say? They brought back how many? 12 baskets. Ah, there comes that number 12 again, huh? Must be something biblical, huh? The 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles. 12, 12, 12. Jesus loves that 12. 12 baskets full of leftovers. Make sure you get those, because those are going to keep blessing other people, is what the Lord said. The Lord wants to feed us, not just physically. He wants to feed us spiritually. But we've got to remember, we're called to feed each other. And when we recognize the blessings of God in our lives, when we recognize that we have been nourished by God, both spiritually and physically, we have been nourished by God, we must go out and help to nourish others. So today, our prayer needs to be something like our closing hymn. Our closing hymn today will be, Make Me a Blessing. It comes out of this beautiful Laevis hymnal. I want to share with you the third verse. The third verse says it all for me. It says, Give as was given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life let Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. If you recognize that you've been blessed by God, if you recognize that everything that you have is blessing, then my sister, my brother in Christ, you must go out and be a blessing for others. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.